Patient's name is Connor Poston. First name, C-O-N-N-E-R. Last name, P-O-S-T-O-N. Date of birth is 12/29/2015. Date of service, 5/18/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The six-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that he's had a rash on his left cheek that just began last week. She noticed this morning that it did spread to his chin. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, just a hereditary blood disorder, surgical history, bilateral eustachian tubes and adenoids, social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, heart rate 82, respiratory is 18, temp 99.8, O2 99, and he weighs 55 pounds. Physical exam. General, he's a little appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed, HEE and T mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1S2, respirations even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin. He does have a rash on his left cheek and then a very small lesion just below his bottom lip. But it is limited to just those two areas. His skin's warm, dry. Assessment and plan. Number one, impetigo. Since patient does have that honey-crusted rash located on that left cheek, I'm going to go ahead and give him a Purisen 2% ointment to rub on that area twice a day for 10 days. Mom will monitor his body throughout the treatment plan just to make sure there is no spreading, and she will also monitor other siblings to make sure that they don't get it since it is very contagious. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she'll bring them back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.